The text for this morning reflects mostly on the gospel reading from Luke chapter 1, but we'll also think a little bit about the Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy 18 and the New Testament reading from Philippians 4 as well. To start, I reread verse 45 of Luke 1. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Mary is blessed. She believed, Elizabeth said. Belief, faith, is foundational to the Christian message, to the Bible's teaching. Hebrews chapter 11 is often called the chapter of faith. It talks about these people who believed. And it starts out in verse 1, in the first couple of verses, chapter 11, verse 1. There's a typo there in the notes, sorry. It's chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith, we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. Faith is the conviction of things not seen. You're absolutely certain it's true, even though you haven't seen it played out yet. You have not seen evidence yet. And this we see both in Elizabeth and Mary, this faith. If you remember at the beginning chapter of Luke, the husband, Zechariah, had a little bit of a hard time believing that his wife, who had no children and now was older, was going to have a child. Zechariah was a priest in the temple. And an angel appeared to him while he was serving in the temple and told him, "Your wife is going to have a child." And he said, "How can that be? I and my wife are old." And the angel said, "Okay, I'll give you something to believe. You won't talk until that child is born." And so he came out of the temple not talking. Elizabeth, though, had this faith that's evidenced here in this reading a little bit later on. At this time, her husband is still in the house, not talking. But Mary comes to her, and Mary is carrying Jesus. And the Holy Spirit revealed to Elizabeth that this was a holy child. This was God's promised Savior. And little John inside, Elizabeth also knew that and jumped, leapt for joy, Elizabeth says. Elizabeth had faith. Not only that this angel message to her husband was true and she's going to carry this child and he's going to be a great messenger of God, but also that she had faith that there's something special going on with Mary. When a mother carries a child, you don't know how that child is going to be, what their life will be like. You pray and hope that all things will be okay, that the child will be a servant of God, but you don't know how it's all going to be. But Elizabeth had a prophecy about her child. And she realized, and it was revealed to her about Mary's child, and she believed. And she said these blessings on Mary. Elizabeth had faith more than her husband. And Mary, if you remember, when the angel came to Mary and told her that she was going to have this child, a holy child, and he would be great, be called Son of the Most High, she asked, "How can this be? I don't have a husband." And this was a question. She wanted a proper marriage and a proper family, a God-fearing life. So it was not a question of not believing, but a question of how is this going to work in my life? I'm not with my husband yet. And then the angel told Mary, the Holy Spirit will come and will make this happen in you. This is the Holy One of God. And then she said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Faith. And that is what also Elizabeth is saying to Mary. Blessed is she who believed the word of the Lord. Blessed is she who had this faith. These two women of great faith leading up to the birth of John and Jesus. There is this great blessings of faith in that when a person is of faith, that is the Holy Spirit in the person, working with the person, bringing faith in the person. And that blessing of the Spirit is one that brings peace. The blessing of the Holy Spirit in Mary and in Elizabeth gave them trust in God. That no matter how humble, as she said in Mary's great song, no matter how humble she was, the Lord was watching over her. And she trusted in God to take care of her. When we have that trust and faith, it doesn't mean that worries or problems stop, but it means that whatever is bothering our mind or our hearts, that doesn't have to overtake us. What's more powerful in faith is the Holy Spirit in us, listening to the word of the Lord. And that word of the Lord overtakes and controls our minds and hearts that might doubt, that might see things that, what about this and this and this? But faith says, no, I'm convicted, I am certain of God's word, and I trust in him. That's what these two women had. And so they had a peace, and they weren't overtaken by all the difficult circumstances that they would see. The prophecies of the Old Testament, and one of them is the one we read this morning from Deuteronomy, are fulfilled when the Holy Spirit draws people to hear God's word and to believe it. When we read the scriptures now, today, in church, whether Christmas time or other times, this is the words of Jesus come to us, not only in the Gospels, but also in his prophets and his apostles whom he used to speak to us. And so we also have the opportunity to have faith and to respond like Mary did, like Elizabeth did. Respond with faith and joy. And really, our Christmas celebrations, with their come out of faith and with the focus on God, that is a response to God's word. We don't just do these things because they're nice or fun, but we're doing them out of celebration of God's love for us in Jesus Christ and the annual reflection and celebration of Jesus' birth. That is from faith. What Paul said in chapter 4 of Philippians is not able to be done without faith. And when we hear his words, it's a tall order. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let your reasonableness be known to everybody. Make your supplications and thanksgivings known to God. May the peace of God be with you. All those things without faith in Christ are just impossible. But with faith in Christ, knowing that he carries our worries and our sorrows, with the Holy Spirit bringing up that faith in us, trusting in the word of the Lord, then that joy, then that peace, then that thanksgiving are possible. Elizabeth and Mary were so blessed to hear God's word and then to believe the word. And they would teach us today too. Believe in the word. Trust in God. They would point us to look to Jesus. Even the baby inside Elizabeth jumped for joy to be in Jesus' presence, even in the womb in Mary. All of them, the three of them, Elizabeth and Mary and John in the womb, point us to look to Jesus. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, we ask you to keep our attention on the promises and the salvation you have made to us in your Son, Jesus. Continue to focus our thoughts and hearts on him throughout all this holiday season. And whether difficult things happen, or sad things happen, or very great and glad things happen, we ask you to continue to focus our hearts and minds on Jesus and to give us the peace we have in his name. All these things, dear Father, in the name of Jesus, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.